T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And the 2019 KISW Rock Girl Search, it is on. That's right. We have got to pick awesome people to represent us. And if you know a girl that would make for the perfect rock girl, or maybe you think you'd be the perfect rock girl, here's what you do. Go to KISW.com. That's where you can get all the info. Be a rock girl today, baby.
You got a text. I want to be a rock girl with you guys, but I'm 40 and I have a wiener. Yeah, that might hurt your chances.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody has a shot.
Yes, that's true.
You're saying he's got a chance. You got a chance. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah!
To everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix.
And it's time to turn down for Taco.
Charge out for what?
See, now here's my problem.
Oh, you have a lot more than just one.
I really want tacos.
Yeah.
But we were talking about Whoppers early. Should I get like a Whopper and then take all the meat and put everything in there into taco shells?
Yes. No, or just have Whopper for lunch, tacos for dinner.
Yeah, I guess that kind of works it all out then. Yeah.
Or both for lunch and dinner.
Ooh, yeah. Why
I'm
not
really
both?
Hungry right now.
Yeah.
No.
I hear ya. Okay. This stupid little cup of yogurt. It's not cutting it.
Not doing it today?
Not today.
Yeah.
No, no.
Not today.
Well, we'll see if the lack of brain food.
You know what you're doing.
Will help out our contestant today. We've got Mike in Auburn. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Rev Up for Grabs is a pair of tickets to a show that, well, they're not making the announcement until, well, in a few minutes. Actually, at 9 a.m. this morning, they'll be making the announcement. But you'll be able to get the tickets before you even know what band you're going to see. That's right. Go to KISW.com. You'll be able to get more details about this awesome show that it is coming to the White River Amphitheater. And you'll be able to find out more information about this show starting at 9 a.m. this morning.
All right, Steve.
Brother.
Get out of here, brother. For those playing at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What type of clam chowder is made with a tomato-based sauce?
Clam bisque?
No.
Pass.
The tagline to Alien was, "In space, no one can hear you what?"
Scream.
Yes. Rocky Marciano was a well-known professional at what sport?
Boxer.
Yes. Which West Coast NFL team was the first to get 5 Super Bowl championships?
Raiders?
No.
No.
49ers?
Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with self-incrimination?
What?
Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with self-incrimination?
Fifth.
Yes. What is the name of the principal on The Simpsons? The last name.
Skinner.
Yes. The castle maneuver in chess moves which 2 pieces?
The knight and the rook?
No.
The bishop and the rook?
No.
King and the rook?
Yes. Nice. Which former governor of Alaska was John McCain's presidential running mate?
Sarah Palin.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
All right, Mike's got a shot. He's got a shot at this.
Yeah, I kind of helped him there, but I mean, hey, it's at least it's helping the contestants.
Yeah, I don't think he heard you, actually.
Well, good. Good. I screwed that one up.
Yeah, you did. Luckily, it's one that I think we all know.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping with that. I mean,
except Steve won't know it.
Steve's going down.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes! 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 Good.
What type of clam chowder is made with a tomato-based sauce?
Manhattan.
Yes. The tagline to Alien was, in space, no one can hear you what?
Scream.
Yes. Rocky Marciano was a well-known professional.
Boxer.
Yes. Which West Coast NFL team was the first to get 5 Super Bowl championships?
San Francisco 49ers.
Yes. Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with self-incrimination?
5th.
Yes. What is the last name of the principal on The Simpsons?
Skinner.
Yeah. The castle maneuver in chess moves which 2 pieces?
Ooh. The king and the rook.
Yes.
Nice.
Which former governor of Alaska was John McCain's presidential running mate?
Moose meat, Sarah Palin.
Yes. Who played Jack Tripper on Three's Company?
Oh, crap. John Ritter.
Yes. Nice. Jump was the first number one hit.
Van Halen.
Yes. And Steve, he got a perfect 10 and the win.
All I do is win.
Sorry, Mikey.
Yes.
Don't worry. Good game.
Thank you, my man.
Buddy.
I guess.
Suck it,
it
DJ.
It has to happen before we realize
it's happening, but this is the first time it's happened where you've been this amazing.
I got to up the difficulty on these questions.
Yeah.
But then the problem is then the listeners will also have these same difficult questions.
How'd he do?
He got 7 out of 10.
Okay. What we have to do is we have to dumb down Steve. I don't know what's going on in his life.
I don't know.
Is that the sutra you learned from Bert? Is that what it was?
I think it's that hazelnut creamer.
That's the real brain food.
That away.
Truly put me in a better mood because my coffee doesn't taste like tar anymore.
Yeah, right. I've been using so much of the peppermint stuff.
Yeah, you've got to with our coffee. I don't understand how we can have a natural coffee machine where it grinds the beans and it tastes like tar.
Yeah. Tar's a really
good not the word
that.
I'd use.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Congratulations, Steve, with your perfect 10.
Thank you, Rev.
Got a new study, Stevie.
Okay.
Found out that the average person starts adopting bad driving habits about 10 weeks after they get their license. Yeah, so 2.5 months in, you got 8 habits, and how long it takes before we start doing them. The things you're supposed to be doing that you don't do after 10 weeks.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, I this is hysterical because they tell you you're supposed to grip the wheel at 10 and 2, and about 3 months and 15 days in, you don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You just drive around with one hand.
Yeah, I got my knee at 7. And my other hand at 2.
Yeah. I just rest it on my legs and hold the wheel like this and move it around like that. That's what I do. I mean, with my
for anyone listening, you hold it like this and you move it like that.
I know, I'm an idiot.
I'm like the idiot that still does. We used to call it the Cuisine Lean back in growing up, where you have one hand like what would be at midnight on the top of the steering wheel, and you just kind of lean into it. That's how I drive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Big pimping.
The Steve and the Furious.
Yeah, and a Wrangler.
Yeah.
I'm really big pimping, Rev.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got mine, I guess. I don't know. I guess it would be at 7 and 5. That's where I have mine. And you know, and my hands are resting on my legs.
I would say that's how I grip mine, too. I kind of go from the bottom.
Mm. Are we talking about the vehicle?
Do you coddle the wheel? Is that what you're doing?
Sometimes. Okay. Depends.
Yeah. How about this? Forgetting to check your mirrors when you change lanes. Wow, that's something I still do.
Gosh. Well,
they're saying people 3 months and 21 days in after getting their license, they don't do that anymore.
I've had a few buddies that have been, unfortunately, they're okay, but they've been in motorcycle accidents because people don't look and they get caught in the blind spot. So that's like something that stays in the back of my mind at all times. So not only am I checking the mirrors, then I'm also turning my head to just double check. That's my biggest fear driving is cutting off a motorcyclist or something along those lines because I wasn't being fully attentive and not paying attention to what I'm doing.
It is scary.
So I won't mess with that.
I get shocked when I look in the mirror and go, all right, there's nobody there. I put my directional on. Then I go check the side and there's something there. And I jump. It's like, no! You know, it's like, because it's so bizarre how that blind spot is there and you just assume that mirror sees everything.
Somebody says they've changed it from 10 to 2 and moved it to the sides due to airbag concerns.
Oh, that's true.
Which I had happen to me when I got into an accident and my airbag went off and my thumbs were
were burnt.
Yeah.
Because of where they were. And I was at 10-2, I would imagine, or somewhere around that area. And I looked at my hands, and they were both bruised because of the airbag.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm always afraid I'll hit myself in the eye, you know, because my hands will be in the wrong place, and the airbag will push them right into my eye or something and really smack me in the face.
Especially if you have rings on.
Oh.
That's one of the things they told us in Driver's Ed. Women who have, like, the big old rings just boom in the face to get it all scratched up. Yeah, so.
Oh, man.
I like this text. I drive with one hand at 7 and the other on my fries.
Oh, 7 and
now
fries.
I'm hungry, thanks.
So they're saying 9-3, Steve, is how we got to do it with airbags?
Is that what it is?
Yes, 9-3 position.
Okay.
Oh, I thought my 7-5 would be cool. No? Because they said I'd break my hands if something happened to the car driving at 7-5. But it was so long ago, I don't know why I would break my hands, but they said it was that was a bad position. Not using turn signals. Boy, I feel like that's something nobody does. Nobody uses their turn signals. I don't understand how difficult it is just to put it on.
Or they aren't used properly. Just because you turn your turn signal on, that doesn't just mean that you can just start going into the next lane, which I see all the time. You'll see the signal, you'll see the light flash once, and then they're already in the lane. I'm like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
But I get it, because then some people, they see the turn signal, and they think, oh, that's my cue to speed up so I won't let that person turn into
that's
the light,
exactly why they do it.
Which is such a douche move.
It is. I used to be that guy, and I'm not. I said, you know, I got to stop being that guy. I got to let people in. Isn't, I mean, where am I going? If one person gets in, it's a problem. So, yeah, 4 months and 12 days after you get your license, you stop using turn signals. Tailgating, yeah, that irritates me. I don't understand tailgaters. You know, you see.
It means they want to get past you.
Yeah, you see a guy doing this where he's going to go in every lane possible. He's going really fast. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving. You see the traffic is slow.
Yep.
And here's this guy. And I'm like, dude, you're going to have to slow. What is this? It's just that, you know, and then he's, of course, then he jams the brakes on and then starts giving motions to the person in front of him as we're all stuck in traffic. And I'm like, what are you,
my
moron?
Favorite is the guy that's doing all the crazy weaving. He's like cutting through everything. And I hit a red light. I look over to sign me, and it's that guy who's like, and I'm just like, wow, you really made it really far, sir.
Good job, buddy.
Good effort.
Yeah.
You're stuck at the same light as me.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999, whatever you want to talk about. But do remember, Steve has a rule for Listeners on the Loose.
It's a simple rule, BJ, to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you shall be gonged, and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Clay in Tacoma, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Clay. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
You know, you guys were talking about that, the weddings that you obviously see will not work out.
Yeah. How about you? Have you been to one?
Yeah. Okay, so my brother decided to marry this, like, kind of hot girl, whatever, about 15 years younger than him. He's all excited. He's stoked. He's like, oh, man, look at this. Look what I got. And I'm like, yeah, that's going to be fun, whatever. So anyways, he asked me to be the best man at his wedding. And I knew this gal was just using him, you know. And I'm like, okay, bro, you sure you want to do this? And he's like, yeah, no, I love her to death. You know, he spent like $40,000 on this wedding.
Oy.
And as tall as I see it, we take all these fancy photos, you know, like best man doing, like, you know, jumping in the air, all whatever you want to call it. And they were separated, divorced before they even got the wedding photos back.
No. Damn. And you
said that photographer took a really long time, or they did not last very long.
Oh, yeah. And he was like a $3,200 photographer.
Of course he was. And you say your brother paid for this wedding?
Well, she guided the entire thing, but yeah, he paid for it.
Oy, oy, oy. See?
She was one of those, like, look at me, look what I can do.
Yeah.
Take all your money.
And once it was all said and done, she's like, well, this sucks.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, Clay. That's a beating, man.
Somebody says that my best friend got married strictly because they would get government assistance on school loans. They were divorced 2 years later. Now, well, if you were getting married to get the assistance, knowing full well that, look, we're just doing this just to get the assistance and we're going to break it up when we're done.
Yeah.
Whatever.
A lot of people do that in the military. They just get better stuff if they get married, even though it's probably not the best thing for them to do. But it, they go, look, if I'm married, I get all these great benefits. I got to get married.
One person says, I went to a wedding. The mother of the groom was flipping out on all of us that we were helping set up the reception. We knew that she said we were doing it all wrong, and we knew it was doomed.
Yeah. Yep. Jeez, man. I think if you're paying for your own wedding and it's expensive, mm-hmm. I think that's a red flag.
You think so?
Yeah, I do, because it's, you know, the argument that I have. The argument that I have is that if you're paying big, big, big dough for a wedding, you could be taking that money and you could be putting it towards something that you would really last you your whole life, a down payment on a house, something that really is instead of that one day. But if the parents are paying for it, you're like, all right, well, the parents are paying for it. No money out of my pocket. But
yeah,
if
Joe, Sarah.
But if I got to pay for it and it's my wedding and she wants this big, gigantic wedding, that's got to be a red flag, because that's their money that they could be keeping for themselves.
Yeah, but for some people, and not everybody, but there's some people out there that have spent their entire life and that wedding date was such a huge thing in their life. Like, they cannot wait. Like, they've planned it in their head a million times over. It's that one day where they're the princess or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So I don't necessarily think that the worst is going to happen because somebody wants an expensive wedding. I do think it's silly because you could use the money in better situations. But there were moments even during the planning of our wedding where, you know, my wife's parents paid for most of it. But there were some things I was like, I don't really feel comfortable asking your parents to fork over money for this. I'll pay for that.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that makes sense to me. But what if it was all out of your pocket, Steve?
That's true. No, it would be tough, but I would do it because it's such a milestone. It's a thing that's going to last forever in pictures or video, however you're keeping it. But not necessarily my cup of tea as far as spending a lot of money. Then again, I'm the idiot, though, that also wanted to drop a few extra $100 to get a magician at our wedding. And
yeah,
I did that.
And
I didn't have...
Yeah,
it was, man. He wore a suit and everything.
My thinking is that it's not so much
the... I love the magician.
The magician ruled.
I fear that in a lot of girls, especially my age, they want the wedding more than they want the marriage. So they will settle.
Scary.
I know some girls that just settle with some idiot because they want to get married so bad. When is it my turn? I'm always the bridesmaid, never the bride. And so they just pick some random idiot, and then lo and behold, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's a scary thing if that's really what it is. And, you know, there is that princess day. It's funny. As much as we try to drum that out of the girls in society, what else is it? But I'm the princess for a day. That's all it is. It's a ridiculous waste of money. Now, maybe $45,000 isn't as much for a wedding as it used to be. It seems like that's really excessive
to me.
Sounds
like a lot of money.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. And, you know, Steve, that, if somebody came to you and said, hey, we're going to spend, you know, $80,000 on a wedding, that, or something like that, you'd have to go, well, you're just trying to rake me over here.
Yeah, I better have like my favorite professional wrestler as the guy doing the wedding. Like, Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart should be the MC of our wedding if you're chopping $80,000.
See, that's how she's going to get you to pay that much money. She's going to have your wrestling buddies there.
And the Honky Tonk Man will be doing our music.
Nice. Very nice.
Straight from the 80s.
The entire thing will be from the 80s.
Okay, fine. All right.
Can you wear a King Kong Bundy onesie?
Yes, absolutely.
The singlet.
And Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff will be my best man.
Perfect.
Yeah, I like the way your wedding went the way it did.
The magician was enough.
Yeah, I think the magician was your best idea, and I'm glad that was the only one she allowed.
That and the ice sculpture.
Oh, yeah, the ice sculpture was cool.
Was that your idea?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I don't want to know how much that cost if it was your idea.
It was really cool.
No, it wasn't super expensive.
Hey, I get what you did there.
Oh.
Did you stick your tongue at it on any point?
Yes, of course.
Okay, cool. Because I was going to be very disappointed if you didn't.
I also tried to take it with me because I was like, I paid for this. I'm taking it. And they're like, it's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
And it's melting.
Yeah.
And
your
limo
trunk
driver did not want to put it in their car.
I don't blame them.
I said put it in the trunk.
Oh, yeah, because everybody loves to put something that's melting in their trunk.
Yeah. I don't know what I was going to do with it.
I'm surprised you didn't try to, spell your initials in your initials, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't that drunk, Vicky.
Not yet.
Could have fooled me.
I wasn't that drunk. I just wanted to put an ice sculpture in a trunk.
Earlier I mentioned how I was like, hey, I'm pretty sure that these... Sometimes I'll see attractive chicks on Facebook post a receipt because they're waitresses. And the tip that they're getting is so ridiculous that I'm assuming that maybe they're pulling some tricks. And the way that the John is paying them is by tipping them at the restaurant that they work at.
This is a very bizarre theory that the waitresses that are getting great tips are just prostitutes hiding their transactions via the restaurant purchase, is what
you're
saying.
I see one girl constantly post 100% or more tips on her tips all the time.
And I saw pictures of her, and she definitely looks like she could be a candidate for somebody that you could hire.
Well,
for
one
that
person
kind of
says on my whole thing, on my theory, says on your 200% tip thing, I knew a girl that would take the tips and then send nudes later that night. Yeah. So that was a deal. Like, hey, I'll send you nudes if you give me a really good tip.
Well, and I think that's still legal.
I'm not questioning the legality. Yeah. I'm saying it's awesome.
Well, no, your way is illegal.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, go banging somebody in the bathroom for tips is illegal, but sending nudes, that you can do.
How about this person says, my roommate's a bikini barista. I've tipped her $70 for a $6 coffee because I owed her utilities. What kind of utilities?
Yeah, that's... See, I don't think that... I don't think... Even the nudes, that's a lot of money for nudes. You can go on the internet and see anybody nude.
Of course you can, but it's something hotter when it's someone that you know.
Yeah.
Think about it. Whenever we've like found out somebody that in our world, like Joe talked about that one chick that did porn. I don't even know her, but the fact that there's a 1 degree of separation, I really want to see that. When I have...
Would you pay $50 to $100 to see that?
No. But see, some people would.
Yeah, that's where I... Yeah, I wouldn't... No, I'm not going to pay you money for that. I don't even know if I'd pay $10.
You can crowdsource it, though. You pay $10, and someone else pays $10, another person, they collect it all, and then one person gets it, and you all look.
It's kind of like pay-per-view when you invite a bunch of people over to watch the game or match or whatever. There you go.
Yeah. I just, there's so many great people to see on the internet that, you know, I could say, I could find somebody that looks like her.
Yeah.
By the way, our favorite girl that waited on us at that bar in Vegas, she posted new pics. So, well, they came up in my feed. What can I tell you? Well, I'm just saying.
You know, we're on the radio.
Well, we've talked about her on the radio before, actually. We've talked about Sammy Speechless before. She's on Instagram.
This is funny. Of course she posts the new pics. That's what she does all the time. She posts pictures of herself.
I've never
naked.
Noticed them before. This one was like...
Practically naked.
Yeah, this one was... Well, this one, actually, this is a butt shot. There was no...
It's hump day then, tomorrow.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. It was for hump day.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Well, it's the first time I got one that I ever noticed. Maybe I don't go on Instagram that
really?
Much. Yeah, I don't...
I feel like she's posting all the time.
Yeah, see, I'm missing it. Except I didn't miss...
Tandy's like, yeah, she is.
Oh, she is? All right. This one here, though, showed the butt. I thought you weren't allowed to do that.
I don't know how graphic. As long as nothing is...
Oh, as long as you can't see anywhere to Cleveland?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay, as long as you can't see to Cleveland.
Right. As long as, like, the clouds are covering Cleveland.
As long as the Mount Baker tunnel is obscured, you're fine. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how it works.
Well, it was a nice picture, and it made me think of you guys and the time we spent together with
Sammy.
Oh,
this one right here, huh?
That's the one. Yeah, there you go. That's
a nice picture. It's very art. You know, when it's in black and white, that just screams art.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
I got a text stemming from something earlier that we played with the little kid in the fart machine with his dad.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we have that audio, but maybe we should play that again. No, but a few people were texting about how funny that was with the kid referring to, I guess, farting as a fart machine.
Yeah, basically that's his dad's going off to work, and he's like, well, be a good fart machine, Dad, when he goes off to work.
You be a good fart machine today. Somebody be
good. Go to work and be a good fart machine at work.
That's what I do all day. That's my job.
Okay, I'll be a good fart machine.
All right.
A what?
The mom's the best part of that whole thing.
That's awesome.
What's going on between you two?
Yeah, that's great. So dad's going off to work just being a fart machine, and that would be what the Rev's kid would say to him every day when he leaves.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Didn't the dad, he said something, well, that's what I do.
Yeah.
That is what Rev does.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I do.
That's fun. Okay.
One person says, in light of this story, we need to hear your recording, Steve, of when you farted, which made Lulu bark and your wife yell, Steven.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great moment.
That's classic.
In radio history.
God. It's not the only one.
No, you've had multiples.
Steven.
Lulu, just gets Lulu's like, my God, it's like I'm at ground zero, really. She just trips out.
And if these were movie suggestions, this would probably be the Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it.
I can't help it.
It's a delightful relationship here.
It's probably the soup. We didn't have soup.
Oh, the other thing.
Did you hear, though? It sounded like she was talking to a child. I mean, really, when you think about it.
She does refer to me as her child.
Yeah. She's just got a charmed life, she does.
Yes. Thank you. It's about time somebody recognized.
Oh, she's just the luckiest girl on the planet.
I would agree.
Yeah, well, I can see why you'd agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll let her know that you agree with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can let her know that I think she's just been gifted with you. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Got a very juicy text. Man, this is awful.
Okay.
It just says, I just heard through the grapevine that my friend is getting married, and that my friend that's getting married admitted that she picked her less attractive friends to be in her wedding party.
Oh.
She wants to be the hottest girl on her special day. Well, I'm in her wedding party and obviously not too pleased to hear about that. Should I bail on the wedding? It's next weekend.
Oh, damn.
How do you even... Ugh. If that's your rationale, which is weird, why would you tell people that? You just sound like the most shallow, awful human being in the world.
She probably confided in somebody, you know, probably, and then that somebody's the one that sent it. She didn't tell everybody. She probably thought that one person said, look, I got to tell you, you know, it's an insecurity. That's really what it is. So I'm going to invite people who I think are less attractive than me.
I've heard of people in the past that have, purposely go out and have a certain friend that they bring in, like their wing woman or whatever, that's less attractive because they want to look good at the bars, which I think is just awful. Awful. You know, I would never think, oh, I'm going to hang out with this guy because he's going to make me look better in the eyes of someone else. Like, that never pops into my head. I hang out with people because I think they're fun to hang out with.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was nobody I could find that was uglier than me, so I never even could be that shallow. Everywhere I looked, I'm like, yeah, no, that guy's actually better than me. I'm the guy that people want to bring as their wingman.
Ouch.
Until I start talking, and they realize, no, you basically piss off every woman at the bar. Right. Nobody has a shot. They're all crying and they hate their lives.
What do you do now?
Here's what I would say.
Okay.
I mean, do you want the evolved approach?
No.
Okay.
I want the go get drunk at the party and puke on her cake.
Yeah. There are two ways you can go about it.
What I would do.
If you don't think you are the uglier of the two, that's the other thing. You can get pissed and go, you know what? I can glam myself up and be the hottest chick there. Then I would say do that. And
show up wearing white. Really piss her off.
Or show up wearing like, or somehow alter the dress so that all of your stuff is hanging out and everyone's looking at you. I mean, or you can realize your friend is insecure and got so many damn issues that this is what she needs to be happy, as opposed to it's the day where she's marrying the love of her life. Who cares what anybody looks like? That's what's supposed, is that what the wedding is supposed to be?
Oh, I totally bail out of this wedding. I'd have no problem leaving because in my head I'm thinking, if you're this shallow about your wedding, you're telling me that you care about how you look, how everything is, that you care more about the wedding day than being married.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to really support your wedding. You're obviously not a good friend. And also, why do you have bridesmaids? If you want to be the prettiest girl there, why even bother? You don't need to have bridesmaids.
You're going to have to verify this, because what if this is just somebody spreading a bad rumor? Again, she's only heard this through the grapevine. The grapevine could be messing with her as well.
Right.
Drama is drama. What if somebody hates the bride?
That's Game of Thrones stuff right there.
Like, in her group of friends, like, why would there be, like, I try to think, who's my source? If it's a friend I know, or if it's not somebody I'm familiar with, then maybe I'd go to her and be like, hey, what's going on?
I would go to her anyway. Wouldn't you go to her? You wouldn't go to her if you knew.
I'd have to tell her I'm not going.
Yeah. How about you, Steve? What would you do, buddy?
Oh, man. You know, I'd still go, but I'd pull her aside after the wedding. And be like, hey, I didn't want to ruin your wedding because it was so close to it. But look, is this true, first of all? And if it's true, that's pretty messed up. And I just want you to know I think that's messed up.
Well, like, who's going to admit that they said that? Like,
yeah, but you can
tell by the face.
Yeah.
You can tell?
Yeah.
I think so. And if you can't, then you know what? I mean, you got to take it with a grain of salt, obviously, but I think you could kind of tell.
Most girls, I feel like, are really good. Like, no, sweetie, I would never do that. I love you so much. You're so beautiful.
See, you don't want to believe it. Steve's right. You can tell if somebody's lying, but if you don't want to believe you're ugly, you will look for any way to get out of believing that, which means you'll believe her lie.
But if you already think you're ugly, then you're going to assume that even if she is telling the truth and no, that's not what I'm doing, you're going to think that she was anyways.
If you're ugly, then you know you're ugly, and you go, yeah, okay, good call. I made the wedding.
But this person says, I did date someone who was kind of like that bride. All of her friends were a lot larger than her, and she hated my friends that she felt were just as attractive or possibly more attractive than her. Needless to say, that relationship did not last.
Yeah. Yeah. The wedding business, the whole wedding thing has just gone nuts. It really has gone nuts.
One person says maybe she told someone that so that person would feel okay about not being in the wedding party.
Oh.
Like, hey, why am I not in the wedding party? Because you're too pretty. I only have all my ugly friends.
Oh, Vicky, would you believe that story if she said, well, here's why I said this, because,
again, depends on the girls. I have a few girlfriends that would do the whole get the ugly girls into the wedding situation, but then I have some friends that would, you know, kind of say something like that, too. So I think it just depends on the gal.
See, after this, you know, I have to say, ladies, after this, can you understand why sometimes men go, what the hell? Because you're just, like, inviting all your buddies. So that and we get it. It's like, look, you make the cut or you don't make the cut, depending upon the relationship you have with the dude. We all know our pecking order. It's just, you know, all right, what about the wolf pack here? Who's, oh yeah, you know what, that's the alpha, the beta, whatever, you know, I know where I am, I don't, but I still got invited to the wedding, like my brother's wedding. I wasn't his best man.
Well, you didn't know his middle name.
That's probably one of the reasons why. Yes. I wasn't his best man. But I mean, I didn't go there and get all butthurt. It's like, because we don't know each other. I mean, we don't, you know, he lives all the way across the country. He's got a lot of friends. One of them should be his best man. I was invited to the wedding. I'm happy for that.
Yeah, I never really put any, it's almost like a popularity contest. Like, how dare you not put me in your wedding party?
Yeah.
I don't care.
No, I got to sit with my family, actually. I was happy not to be in the wedding party because I thought, what am I going to do? You know, and what is he going to do? Have me just show up and put on this suit because that's the only time he was going to see me the day of his wedding. I don't know, man. There's too much drama. And I blame it on the Say Yes to the Dress and Bridezilla shows. I really do. Some of these people need to be shown that you're not that special. Everybody can get married. Shut up and go down the aisle. Honestly.
Is that too? One person says, drop a couple of drops of Visine in the water bottle. They'll turn that dress brown.
Whoa. There are so many ways. That's the Seattle way. That's the Game of Thrones way. You poison them, right?
Poison them on their wedding day.
Yeah, instead of the red wedding, it's the brown wedding.
Exactly.
Oh, dear.
Well, there's the Joffrey cake. You can do it that way, or you can red wedding and be very overt about it. Yes. Either way. Yeah. Either way, it gets the job done. People be dayed. Of course, we don't advocate or condone that because that's a TV show.
Yeah, right. Okay. But if the wedding dress turned brown and I was at that wedding, best wedding ever.
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, yeah, but think about it, Steve. I mean, then you don't want to have cake and all the good food because somebody.
Oh, that wouldn't stop me.
Oh, wow.
As long as she's not cutting the cake at that time.
Right. Oh, that would stop me.
I sure as hell wouldn't try and catch the garter belt.
No. And if it was chocolate cake, I don't think I'd want it.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney. And I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.